It's the hour of round table with myself, He Yang, Tony Reid, and Huang Shen. Lest you get too comfortable with ghosting. That's one word we'll explain in a second if you missed out on that one. There's a new, equally frustrating dating trend to worry about, and it's called curving. So C-U-R-V-I-N. Curvers' disinterest speaks volumes, but the person who is texting them can't seem to read between the lines. So it's important to equip ourselves with this knowledge, I guess. Otherwise, how do you date in this scary digital world? Tony, you seem to know more about this amongst us all. Well, definition, please.
I'm smiling here because it's interesting that they call it a new dating trend, because this has been going on for a while. I'm laughing because they actually gave it a term. To curve someone is to respond to texts, but in a way that suggests you'd rather really just end the conversation. The style of communication here is curvers never initiate conversation, and their return texts are normally sporadic and lacking of emotion. So to curve is really means to reject, and there's an art to it. You know, quality curvers know how to come off polite, walking that fine line between being submissive and simply casual. Oh. So as an example, if you send them a question, they will probably respond days later and say, oh, sorry, I just saw this. Or, oh, yeah, I've been okay. You know, this is an example of you being curved, pretty much. And they'll send you a thumbs up. So just no emotion and just very late on responses. And this is a little bit different than ghosting. Ghosting is where you just vanish off the face of the earth after making contact. So after someone adds you on their WeChat, and when they see you, they're very polite and nice, but then you never hear from them again. Even after you've messaged them, they just won't respond. So ghosting and curving is a little bit different. But curving kind of implies that, you know, there's going to be some type of connection, but in reality, it's not going to happen.
So it's pretty much just a no then. So it's almost like you think you have a glimmer of hope on the horizon, and actually it's just no. Is it?
You know, I feel bad because I've done this, actually. I've done this quite a bit, and I didn't realize that it would cause so much conflict in people. I actually feel that some people would be able to read between the lines and just say, oh, this person's either busy or not interested. Yeah. So I would respond. I've done this many times, but it's interesting now that there's a term for it, and people are actually, it causes people a lot of stress, apparently.
So I do want to defend curvers, but I've been there before. Like, I don't want to be so rude to end a conversation. I'm also a person who don't initially, like, end the conversation. So even I was involved in a very boring conversation, I would just not to end it by myself. I would give you a hint, and I just send you maybe a meme, a sticker, and to say, I'm not interested in a topic, and just stop it. And also, I think for Chinese girls, like, we all been in a place that your parents force you to have some blind date. They arrange some for you. And there is a potential maybe person you need to talk to, but you don't want to do that. So what you can do, and if you just don't say anything, that make you look so rude, but you show a very positive and polite gesture, but let them to enter conversation.
And also, never say never. You don't know. Maybe in the future something happened. Maybe this struck by a lightning or something. Or maybe Starbucks suddenly started serving pumpkin spice latte in China. And then suddenly this guy doesn't seem to be the boring person that you thought him to be. And maybe you think of him as, oh, he's actually a home plant and he's got potential, maybe. Oh. So, like, yeah, the reason why I say this is maybe I should curve more. Because
instead of get curved.
Because I'm the kind of person that I'm
ghosting?
Very... No, I'm simple, straightforward. And if I like you, I can't wait to see you every day. And I'll let you know. But if I don't like you in this dating situation, then I would say, hey, you're a great guy. And let's just be friends. And that's what I do. So that's pretty much, is that like a soft no? Or is it
also
a hard no?
Is it also a kind of curving? Because you say, let's be friends, then you will talk again.
I agree. I agree. I think it depends.
But not boyfriend or girlfriend.
It's another kind of curving.
I agree.
Okay.
You're just more verbal with your curving. But it's, you know, well, according to the couples therapist on Huffington Post, ghosters and curvers suffer from the same problem, and they're just really bad at saying goodbye. It's difficult to tell someone, I'm not interested in you. I wish you the best. It's really tough. It's difficult to
just
do
be friends.
But that doesn't
people
quite
know that,
no.
Right?
Some guy, for example, like myself, I would get that.
Yeah.
But there are some guys out there that's a hope. That's like,
yeah,
you know what?
Let's be
she's
friends.
She's not into me now, but
let's start with being friends.
What
and
about
maybe
this?
In the future,
let's
our relationship
be acquaintances. You've been demoted from friend to acquaintances. But who knows? We might still bump into each other in town and see, there is a bottom line.
Yeah.
You don't really want to be awkward with this person
exactly.
next time.
So it's just better to just keep them, be you know, cordial, and you respond once in a while, and you hope that eventually they get the hint. But for some people, it doesn't really work out.
Yeah, and that's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye!